friends, are you ready to heal your trauma and put your broken heart back together again, or defeat depression, anxiety, and overcome disappointment? I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Today, I want to
talk about healing. I believe that there are so many people out there suffering. And maybe today you are dealing with a chronic health issue. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is recurrent yeast infections. Maybe there's issues in your womb and you're having trouble carrying a baby, or you're having trouble conceiving. Maybe you have chronic migraines. Maybe you have IBS or stomach disorder. Maybe you have cancer. Maybe you have some illness that is debilitating, hemorrhages or a blood disease, or maybe you just had a heart attack or stroke, or there's something that you are dealing with or going through in your body.
Somebody who has experienced recurrent miscarriages, or even just one miscarriage, and you are in a state of grief, not understanding what's going on with your body. Maybe the doctors told you you have unexplained infertility. Maybe you have got treatments and they're just not working. I have two free resources. One, it's called The Power of Praying for a Baby. Somebody brought that book back in March of 2024, and they were in a state of trying to get pregnant again, but very worried and scared because of their previous miscarriages. And she brought the book, and shortly after she brought the book, started praying the prayers, she found out she was pregnant. And she told me that everything happened at the perfect time, because not only does she believe the prayers helped her to conceive, the prayers also helped her with her grief and anxiety and fear around getting pregnant again. Because anyone who has gone through loss, it's a very scary, you know that it's very scary trying to get pregnant again. And so this book I created with the knowledge and wisdom and leading from the Holy Spirit. And I believe that it is meant to help women who have experienced loss and are trying to think about having a baby again, but need the hope, encouragement, and support, and need the right prayers to pray. Because sometimes when we're going through grief, it is hard to even find the words to pray. And so I want to invite you to get these resources. There's another resource, and it's practical ways that I've taken to have a successful pregnancy. And so you can also pick that up. And you want to go to pure-joy-counseling.com and go to the shop page, and you can see both resources. Right now, they're completely free for the first 5 people who go get these resources. So yeah, I hope they encourage you and help you on your journey. Let's get back into it.
So today I want to remind us of the healing power that you receive when you believe in Jesus Christ. And I want to go to Luke 8, 43 through 48, and remind us of this story. It says, "In the crowd that day, there was a woman who for 12 years had been afflicted with hemorrhages. She had spent every penny she had on doctors, but not one had been able to help her. She slipped in from behind and touched the edge of Jesus's robe. At that very moment, her hemorrhaging stopped. Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When no one stepped forward, Peter said, "But Master, we've got crowds of people on our hands. Dozens have touched you." Jesus insisted, "No, someone touched me. I felt power discharging from me." When the woman realized that she couldn't remain hidden, she knelt trembling before Jesus. In front of all the people, she blurted out her story, why she touched him, and how at that same moment she was healed. Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." So many times throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that Jesus heals people of leprosy. Jesus healed. Jesus raised up Jairus' daughter who was dead. Jesus healed two blind men. Jesus helped people who were mute to be able to speak. Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. Jesus healed people who had impure spirits. Jesus cast out many demons. Jesus was able to heal people who were blind, people who've had illnesses and diseases for years. Jesus also did many other miracles, but we're talking about healing and the amazing power of believing. And so many times I see throughout the scriptures where Jesus says that it is because that you believed that you were healed, because of your faith that you are healed. And I want to just remind us of that today, that our faith is what is going to lead to our healing. Even in my own body, I dealt with recurrent infections and things that were lasting for years and months and didn't seem like they were going to go away. And I am a living witness. The reason why I can speak on this so strongly and why I really believe that Jesus heals, not just from scripture, but in my own life, I have seen it time and time again, where I dealt with these recurrent issues and I would pray and pray and pray every night and wake up the next morning like, wow, I'm still dealing with this. Why? And, you know, do all the remedies, get all the teas and all the probiotics and different things that they said online would help my condition. And every night I would pray and pray and pray. And it'd be like, sometimes it'd be like, kind of be like, wow, God, do you hear me? Is this even getting through? Am I wasting my time? This and that. Like, but for some reason, despite the maybe some of the doubts that I might have had at the time, there was something in me that, just like the woman with 12 years of bleeding, there was something in me that just knew that Jesus was going to heal me. If I begged him enough, if I asked him enough, if I believed enough, I had this belief that he would heal me. And it was like I knew it before it actually happened, because I believe that's real faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the assurance of things not seen. So even though I didn't necessarily see any healing at the time, I still believed. I had this deep-rooted belief that I would be healed. And what do you know? One day, the problem was just gone and I was just completely healed. And I give all the glory to God, because when I was in the situation, I didn't see a way out. It seemed like it was going to plague me for years on end, and it seemed like I would never get relief. It seemed like I would never get healed in the natural. But I believed without actually seeing it. I just knew I would be healed. And I want to pray today, encourage you today, to have this deep-rooted belief and faith that even though it doesn't look good right now, even though it looks like you may never get healed, this woman had her issue for 12 years. And when she found out about Jesus and the power that he had to heal people, she just believed that simply touching him would heal her. But Jesus said that it wasn't because she touched him. It was because she had faith that the touching would heal her. So be encouraged that you don't have to physically touch Jesus to be healed, but you have to spiritually touch Jesus and spiritually believe that Jesus can heal you to be healed. And I'm a living witness, not only with that situation, but the situation where I had two miscarriages and I kept losing the babies, thinking something was wrong with my body. And to be honest with you, I do believe there was something wrong that wasn't allowing me to carry a baby till full term. The doctors kept saying there was nothing wrong and all of that. But what I do know is that whatever was wrong, I prayed for complete healing and God healed my body and I was able to carry my third baby who is now about to be 1 year old. And I was able to carry her full term and I give all the glory to God. Heals. Jesus heals. And I want to encourage you today to have faith, believe that what you are going through right now will not be compared to the glory that you will have later. The glory that you will be able to give God the glory later because He will heal you. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that whoever is listening to this, that you would give them supernatural healing, that you would help them to have faith to believe that Jesus can do a miracle for them just like he did a miracle for so many other people in the Bible and today. I pray, Lord God, that whoever is listening to this, that you would encourage them with these Bible stories, encourage them with my story. Encourage them, Lord, to know that they can trust in you for their healing. That yes, it may take them to pray day after day after day after day. But I know, Lord, that the prayers of the righteous will be heard. And I believe, God, that as they do their best to live for you and to seek healing, that they will be granted approval of their request. I thank you, Jesus, that your ways are higher than our ways, and we don't understand sometimes why we have to wait so long to receive healing. But God, I just believe and trust in your timing, and that a lot of times you do things so that we can know that it was nothing but you. Sometimes we may have to suffer with our problem like I did, suffer with our problem for years, maybe a couple years or so. We suffer with the problem so that when we do get healed, there is no doubt that it is you, because during those years we tried everything. We seen every doctor and no doctor understood what we were going through. We tried every natural remedy and didn't seem to work. We tried every diet, every exercise. We tried all these things in the natural and still suffered. We tried the over-the-counter medication and still suffered. So that's why I believe that you allow us time to sometimes go through all of that process, just so that when we do get healed, when we call on the name of Jesus and we do get healed, we know without any doubt that it's because of you, Lord. And I pray that you would remind us, God, of all of those times that you have been with us throughout our lives in the past, that we can say, wow, God did this amazing thing for me in my past. I know he can turn my situation around right now. I know that because he did so much for me in my past, whatever I'm facing right now is no match for the Almighty God that I serve. Whatever I'm facing right now is already overcome. Lord, let us learn how to speak in faith. Lord, teach us how to speak in faith so that we can speak to our problem and tell our problem, flee. You have no power over me because I serve an almighty, all-powerful God who sent his son Jesus to die for my sins, and also Jesus to be able to have him as my savior and the one who wants to see me whole and healed, living an abundant life, joyful and at peace and content no matter what circumstance we are facing. I believe that a true joy comes from knowing and trusting in the Lord. It says that in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, Jesus says, because I have overcome the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did You went to the cross to take on our sins so that we can be in right standing with God when we don't deserve to be at all. But God, you sent your son for this purpose, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to you, Lord Jesus. We are so grateful to you, Lord Jesus, that because of what you've done, healing is possible. Wholeness is possible. That we don't have to die in our sin, but that we can be alive in Christ. And I worship you. I honor you, Lord, because you are great and mighty. My God is so big. My God is so mighty. My God is so great. There's nothing my God cannot do. I sing that song to my daughter who's about to turn one. There's a little kid song, and it's so beautiful, and I love it, and I play it all the time, even for my own good. It says, my God is so great. My God is so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And it's a kid's song, but it speaks to my heart, because that is how we should see our Lord and Savior, that there is nothing he can't do. He created the trees. He created the seas. He created us. What can he not do? And how can we even doubt? How can we even doubt him? And how can we even trust him? All of the amazing, mighty things that he does and did and continue to do. Heavenly Father, I worship you, I honor you, I give you the glory and the praise. And I just pray, Lord God, that for supernatural healing. And I know that whoever's listening to this, if they truly believe that you will come through for them, that is a word from you, that you will come through for them if they believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God bless.